Well, greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath Services. We had a very successful conference in Cincinnati this year. Now, the video that you are going to get concerning the Pope and Kenneth Copeland and the Pentecostals, along with the sermon that I gave when we watched it here, will cover a good part of the conference, because we showed that one, plus To Be Free, and it took us about 5 hours to go through both of those. But what you will see, and what we all understood at the conference, was this: Satan is beginning to really up the pressure and up the ante. So therefore, he is working to compromise the truth as much as he can wherever it is. And you will see that's what is happening. Now, in particularly when you watch the one with the Pope, we're also going to, but when you see the video concerning the Pope looking down and talking nicely and directly to the people, and all of those church leaders, Roy Asante, who speaks Italian, gave us a summary of it. And he said that if his mother heard that, the sweetness of the words, the tenderness of his approach, she would have gone, "Oh, viva papa." Okay. So you may hear that on the sermon that we're going to send out from the conference. But we spent a lot of time talking about it, how that they can read the same words out of the Bible and have an entirely different meaning. Just like you're talking to a communist and you say, "Well, we have elections and we're democratic." You know, yes, we have democratic elections. And we have more people turn out, because if they don't, we'd check up on them. Okay? And they have one candidate. Democracy to them is not democracy to us. And just like you saw, let's come here to John 17, and let's read these words that the Pope quoted and that Tony Palmer quoted. John 17, and you'll see that Tony Palmer says, "Turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers." Now, that means this: the hearts of the Protestants to the hearts of the Catholic priests and the Pope. That's the meaning. Okay? Now when you read John 17, so let's pick it up here. Verse 20, "I do not pray for these only, but also for those who shall believe in me through their word, that they may be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one." Stop. Not in us. What did that mean? That they may be one with the Catholic Church. We may be one, see? So, being blinded like that, and even satanic readings, that's what it is. Does Satan quote Scripture? Yes. Okay? But he gives it a different meaning, a different twist. And so what was really important concerning that was to see that now, with the whole population dumbed down, concentration devoted to 12-minute time span because of watching television, an emotionally-based education, whereas if you watch Waters World on Bill O'Reilly, he goes out and asks questions, "Well, who's the vice president?" And you will see that most of the people in the world are ding-dongs when it comes to understanding what's going on. Why? Because they're all involved in fun and pleasures and image and posturing and with their cell phones and with their text messages and with their Facebooks and with all of these things that they have, see? And their Twitters, you know, they tweet to each other. You have to limit it to a certain amount of words. So when they get done with that, they think, well, I can write. See? Same way here. You take a scripture and you misapply it. So we talked about that. And when you hear some of the conversation with it, so it'll take us a while to get it edited out and get it to you, because in order to edit it, we have to amplify the sound because of the distance from the mic and so forth, but you will find it is very interesting. But we are seeing the same thing. Now into one, with the Grace Communion International, the successor to WCG, one of the leading ministers who happened to be in 1961, my first pastor in Sacramento, California. That's Sacramento for all of those of you who don't live here. And remember what happened with Stavronides, the Greek expert? I am the Greek expert. You must listen to me, see, and confused everybody concerning the nature of God. So they finally accepted the Trinity. And that minister who is still with them, he said, when I understood the Trinity, that the Holy Spirit was a person, the scales fell off my eyes. Yes, just like the Garden of Eden. Their eyes were open to decide good and evil. So you're going to see, and we have been, I have received no less than a half a dozen papers already concerning the Passover. And the main thrust is what? Combine Passover and the first day of unleavened bread. So I'm going to mention to you again, if you don't have the Passover book, write for it. If you do have it, reread it, because they're coming after the Passover and they're coming after the Sabbath, big time. As I mentioned, if they move you away from the Passover just a little bit, then Satan opens the door more and more and more and more. Now, let me show you the words that were left out by the Pope and left out by Tony Palmer and left out by Ken Copeland. See, because this was all emotional. John 17. Let's pick it up here in verse 14. I have given them your words. That's what's in all the Gospels. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one, from Satan the devil. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, that is, make them holy in your truth. It's the truth of the word of God as interpreted by the Bible itself, not as someone would like to interpret it. Your word is the truth. Now, what are we to do? Prove all things. Prove the truth, and God expects you to have faith in what he has given to you to prove to be true. Then you can have faith in it. Not like the Trinity, which we're going to cover. The Bible does talk about the Trinity, but not in the way that the world thinks. And when I do this program, what difference does a tittle make? Or in the Greek, an accent mark. It's going to blow you away. Because even George Ricker Berry in the English-Greek interlinear deliberately mistranslated the Greek word which should be it to him, and in other places translated it correctly, it. That is the key. Okay? Now, in addition to being attacked from the Christian world, we're also being attacked by the Hebrew world, if I could put it that way. I just got a paper proving that Jesus was not God. And the fellow sent me 8 papers altogether. So I went through them and saw all the error, and I sent him a nice email, and I said, please do not send us any more emails, as our beliefs are too far apart. Let it go. Okay? Now then, so we covered that. And after we went through the whole thing, now, in that video showing the triumph over WCG by those who were involved, was talking about the Holy Spirit and how that once they saw that it was a person, the scales fell off their eyes. Now then, all liars expose themselves. On the video, there is a shot, Trinity, and it runs down on the page of this book, and then there is the subtitle in bold letters, rooted in Greek philosophy. Right there. See? Now then, we'll cover some of that today. Now also at the conference, and we'll send out the main sermon that I gave, so you will get that. We had 3 ordinations. Before I get into that, I'll tell you this. Everybody saw the one with the Pope and Kenneth Copeland, and then we showed it to the whole congregation of 152 on the Sabbath. And it will be as you see it, it blew their minds. And the thing that really got people up was this. If it's happening this way, we better wake up. And we better not fool around and fiddle around if we haven't proved it, if we don't know it, if we don't understand it. Then it's you better get ready. Because there is the parable of the 10 virgins, remember? 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. And you know the story as to what happened. So everyone's got to gauge, where are you? Which group of 5 are you in? Okay? So that was the effect of that on the whole congregation. They were just aghast, because you could see with that it's going to ignite and go burn like a fire through all of Christianity. I've got a report here: the Pope is playing cozy with the highest Archbishop or whoever the head of the Greek Orthodox Church is. He went over to the Holy Land. He's playing cozy with the Palestinians. So he's real busy and doing a lot of things. Yep. Yeah, the news this morning showed how gracious. No, it's off. Comment was made that the comments over in the Middle East, how nice and how gracious and how wonderful the Pope is. So the pressure is mounting. The pressure is mounting. And I expect to see within the next couple of years many imams standing up and denouncing terrorism. And I'm sure the Pope will be at the forefront of dealing with that as well. What a wonderful thing. The only man in the world who ever stopped terrorism. We couldn't do it with drones. We couldn't do it with war. But look at this simple, lovely, wonderful man and what he is able to do. No, it's coming. Okay? Now then, we had three ordinations. One was very spectacular. All three on the Sabbath, but one Friday night about 8 o'clock. So I'm sitting in my room, and I get a phone call from Roger Kendall, and he says, Gilibaldo Elizondo's wife is having her baby, fifth baby, a son coming. So as soon as he said that, on the door, knock on the door, open it up, and there was Gil. So I looked at him, looked back at the phone, picked it up and said, Roger, get Marlon and come down to the meeting room and we'll ordain Gilibaldo Elizondo, just Gil, right there. Okay. So they came down and Gil had his phone, mobile phone, a text message. Baby's coming. Okay. We're just ready to ordain him. He looks at it and he says, they say the head is showing. So he puts it in his pocket. We lay hands on him and pray for him, ordain him. And after we're done with that, he pulls out his cell phone, and boom, there's a picture of the new boy. So that was really a memorable ordination. Okay. Then the other two were Ben Ambrose, longtime faithful member with CBCG, and the other one was Steve Durham in Indianapolis. Now, in all cases, like we do with all ordinations, we hear from the congregation and the people that they serve because they know them better than coming from the top down and saying, oh, well, you look like you'd be a good minister, you know. So what happened was that with Ben Ambrose, I got a letter one day, and all of those in his fellowship group sent a letter saying, we would like to have Ben as our elder. Okay? So then I called Ben and told him what they're thinking about. So they got together and talked it over. The only thing that Ben said was, I wish they could be here at the time I'm ordained, but can't do everything all that way. And likewise with Steve Durham, Marlon Fannin for 2 years has been going up to their fellowship group in Indianapolis. So you will hear everyone but Gil on the conference Sabbath tape or Sabbath CD that will come. And Steve Durham gave a very good sermonette on God is a consuming fire. And so I told him to expand it out to include a whole lot more and send it in as a sermon, and we'll send it out. Okay. Then we also had Chris Goff, who's the office manager in New Zealand. He gave a sermonette, and his was really very good. And then we showed all the people the Pope's message. And then after that, I gave the sermon, you will get that. Now then, the conference overall was very uplifting, very inspiring, and with all the elders that we have in the letter that's coming, we will list the names of all the elders, and with things as they're going in the world, and with Church at Home, and with CBCG.org, we are hitting record high numbers. For example, just this month, the month of May, we have 15,000 more than last May, which is about a 30%, not quite a 30% increase just for the month. So between it all, we are going to have well over 1,200,000 distinct visitors, and the average time is between 5 and 7 minutes. Now, what we're going to do, before I went to the conference, I stopped by to see Ron and Aaron Carey. They head up the CBCG website. They're the webmasters. And we're going to update and revamp the CBCG site so it's easier to find. And we're making progress with the new website, a faithful version. And we have the best search engine built right into that website. So what Chris did, he had all of that he could show the whole congregation there, because he stopped by and spent 3 days with Randy, because last year Randy went down to the Feast of Tabernacles in New Zealand. And so he downloaded everything concerning that new website. And he showed the brethren how quickly the search engine is. He put in the word gold, boom, 3 seconds, listed the number and every single verse where it's found in the Bible. Listed out the whole verse. Okay. Then he did it with the if clause, my favorite little big word. 1,703 ifs and more than 1,400 apply to us in our relationship to God. So everyone was excited about that. Now, Randy says he's going to have it up and working completely when we finish the New Testament. So it will have all the text of the Bible. We'll have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy as well. And then we'll begin adding all the rest of the Old Testament. Well, when we get done with Revelation, then I've got to do some rereading for mistakes and things like that so that we can have it up there. But we will have the text. Now, the text is going to be just like the study text. Remember the study text we did when I was beginning to translate so we could have a wide margin? And then we are going to have Old Testament books on this side, New Testament books on this side. Okay? Going to have the audio. You can press audio and it will read the chapter. You can download the text. You can download the audio. And like right in Genesis, the first chapter, and the earth became or was without form and void. Okay? Then we have a little thing right there. How old is the earth? So then all you do is click it. You immediately go to Church at Home, where I did 2 segments on how old is the earth. I mean, so this is really going to be a tremendous tool. And as I mentioned before, we will be number 270 out of 269 other Bible websites that have the Bible on it. One other thing, and we'll take a break. Recently, there came up for sale to buy Bible.org and .net. BuyBible.com was not available because they want a bid on it. So I had Ron Carey buy the org and the net, and he put a bid of $100 on the one for BuyBible.com. So if we own those and have them, you don't have to have a website to go to. If you have it up online, if someone Google's in by Bible, afaithfulversion.com. See, now, this helps add a lot to what we've discussed concerning all this high technology, to give a witness to the world, a witness that the world is going to be so thorough, and because what is going to happen is going to be so devastating that God is going to warn every single one. One last little comment. Since Chris lives in New Zealand, which is close to Antarctica, he's going to see if he can find someone in Antarctica. Come on, Church at Home. And he said, since he's shorter and Roy Asante are shorter. He said, because we live near the South Pole, we're shorter. So I said, why don't you send us a picture of upside down people walking in New Zealand? Okay, we'll take a break.